This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Adding value to your dairy. Our focus today on our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers. And today's guest, Heather Moore of Moore Family Farms, who gives us a little background about her family dairy operation.
My husband and I and our four children, we are not first-generation farmers, but we are on a first-generation farm. Moore Family Farms is a diversified dairy and livestock farm. We have approximately 50 registered Holsteins. We started milking cows about 7 years ago. We built a brand new tie stall barn and built a herd from scratch.
But deciding to add value by adding a storefront shop in their hometown of Maquoketa, Iowa.
Today, we're doing a renovation on a 31,000 square foot building in Maquoketa. 2 months ago, we opened, actually 2 months today, we opened a second location, which is primarily a coffee shop in Bellevue, Iowa, which has taken off like rapid fire. In addition to coffee, we've also started bringing some of our local products up there.
So where does a dairy farmer start in finding storefront property to sell their goods?
I was talking to a friend who owned a storefront in town. And he said, you know, I've got this storefront. I don't have a tenant. This was like September. He's like, Christmas is coming. I'm like, so pop-up shop? He's like, yeah, pop-up shop. So that was our original idea. It was only like 250 square feet. We rented a couple Pepsi coolers because, again, we didn't want to put a lot of capital into it. We actually made and still make mild cheddar cheese as our primary product. And the reasoning behind that is we were about 99.9% sure that we would take all of our cheese home after Christmas and just eat cheddar cheese for like 2 years. That didn't happen. Our community is amazing. And it was a huge, tremendous success for us. Our community really stepped up. We made 700 pounds of cheese and we opened on November 11th. We sold out our first 700 pounds of cheese by Christmas Eve. So we cash flowed everything up until that point. We didn't have any sort of business loan. You know, it was sell a cow to buy an ice cream cabinet. You know, whenever we made a little bit of money, we invested it back into the store and into new products or more products or, you know, something that we tried to offer.
Of course, starting anything new, you go through growing pains.
With a value-added business, your farm goals change. Like I said, I'm a big numbers and goal person. So when I started milking cows, like, you know, I was going to have all these cows that had great milk records and they were all going to score great. And we were just going to have this really top-notch herd of cows. And then when you start looking at like cow milk flows and things like that, it's like, okay, well, maybe she doesn't have to make 30,000 pounds this lactation if she makes more fat, if we can feed her a little bit different, you know. It's about optimization rather than, you know, you have to hit that optimal butterfat versus milk pounds versus feed, instead of just, you know, going in and saying, well, I'm going to have this great rolling herd average, you know, that everybody wants. But I guess I've felt it a lot more acutely, you know, when I'm looking at like, okay, well now, you know, we want to have this creamery and we want to sell most of our milk through the creamery and just different things like that. And then, you know, when your time is split between your cows and your other businesses, you still have to do what's right by the cows, but sometimes, you know, you have to kind of dial back your expectations based on what you have available. And that was really hard for me. And I feel like we're kind of getting back to that happy place, you know, where we can have the best of both worlds. But I kind of felt like I lost a little bit of time on the farm trying to focus on other things and keep the farm going. So that was a rough lesson.
With a full schedule and added tasks, how does one keep it all together?
Surround yourself with good people. You have to have amazing people in your corner to do things like this. And as far as the energy, sometimes you just have to get up and you just have to do it. You have to know that the cows need milk. So the cows are going to get milk today. And, you know, if I didn't love going out and milking cows every day, I wouldn't do it. You know, if I didn't love meeting with the consumers, I wouldn't do it. And, you know, we do have four kids that are younger, and getting them involved too really helps to burn that passion.
That's Heather Moore of Moore Family Farms in Iowa. Comments from a recent dairy signal from PDPW.org. And our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.